cherry song, come sing along. Red juicy cherries all day long. Pick them, eat them, share with friends. The sweet cherry fun never
ends.
Oh
yeah, pick them, eat them, share them with friends. Cherries. And you know, when you think about cherries in Wisconsin, your attention probably goes directly to Door County. I think Door County is kind of the center of cherry production in our state. And we'll talk about the history of cherries in Door County now with our guest, Amy Frank. She is executive director of the Door County Historical Society. So we'll talk history of the cherry industry in that in our state with Amy. And, of course, want to hear from you. Tell us about the time you visited Door County and saw, maybe picked some cherries, or maybe you've grown your own cherries. What's your advice for getting the best, juiciest crop? What do you think of cherry bombs? Have you had a cherry bomb? Well, we can talk about cherry bombs. We can talk about dynamite, too. Because dynamite played a role in the history of cherries in Door County. And I'm pretty sure Amy has a little information on that. I know I did some research myself on it. You can call in. Anyway, the number is 800-642-1234. You enjoy Door County and the cherry season? I hope you'll join in. 800-642-1234. Send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Amy Frank, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me here.
How'd you get to be director of the Door County Historical Society?
You know, it was a lot of luck, and it's one of the best jobs in the world. I'm having a great time being their executive director, and every day in Door County is a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. Are you a fundraiser type, or are you a director type without having to do that?
Oh no, fundraising is definitely part of the job. I don't know many nonprofit managers that get away with not doing fundraising.
I think you're probably right there. Well, let's talk cherries here for just a minute. What kinds of cherries are grown in Door County?
95% of the cherries that are grown here are the Montmorency cherries, the tart cherries that can be used in pies and in jams and all kinds of other foods.
And you know, just thinking about it, the climate. Why is the climate in Door County so good for growing cherries?
Well, there are a number of reasons why fruit grows particularly well here in Door County, and one of them is the, like you said, the climate, the weather, because we are surrounded by water here with Green Bay on one side and Lake Michigan on the other side, that kind of temperates our climate a little bit. So we don't have such harsh conditions, and we have a little bit longer spring without some of the hard frost that would be detrimental to fruit crops. And then the other reason that Door County is so well suited to growing fruit trees and cherries in particular is due to the soil. So the soil here, because we're on the Niagara Escarpment, is very rocky. And there are areas where there's very little topsoil, which made farming, you know, really difficult for those early settlers that came here in the late 1800s. But it works well for fruit trees because they need their roots need to be shallow, but the rocky soil allows for drainage. So then those roots, don't sit in water and rot. There's plenty of drainage for the trees to thrive and grow.
Yeah, I think I was reading somewhere the apple. I guess the original history is somebody had apple trees, and then somebody else thought, well, why not cherries?
Yes, exactly. So Joseph Zettel was a Swiss immigrant in the mid-1800s who came here and discovered that apples did well, and he had quite a large apple orchard. And then that attracted the attention of some other folks from the southern part of the state and a a horticulturist from the University of Wisconsin, and they came up to Door County and tried their hand at growing a bunch of different varieties of fruit, and plums, strawberries, raspberries, and what they determined was cherries really thrived in this environment.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And it started kind of small, but how did it grow? What's the... I mean, there were a lot of farms at one point.
There were. Around the turn of the century, farmers learned that this was a really good source of additional income for them. Farming in Door County, as you can imagine, just based on the soil conditions, was very difficult and hard work. And they were kind of just living to sustain themselves. And when they discovered that they could add some cherry trees on their farm and sell those cherries to in road stands and to passerbys, that was an additional source of income for them. And it really just took off from there.
Yeah, at one point there were like 700, I think, cherry farms. Yes. In Door County.
At one point, there were 700 growers here. This was in the 40s and the 50s. 700 growers worked 10,000 acres of cherry orchards, and they produced 50 million pounds of cherries annually. And that contributed to 10% of the world's cherries. So Door County was the spot for to get your cherries from.
And how did it gain? I mean, Door County had a national reputation. How did that happen?
It happened because by sheer volume of the cherries that were being produced out of the county in the 40s. They also started doing canning of cherries as well. Cherry growing and harvesting is a very short window of time. And so once they learned how to can the cherries, then the production just boomed.
Yeah, the history of that cannery, I thought, was really cool. It was a pea vine cannery, wasn't it?
It was. Yep. And Mr. Reynolds had that pea canning company and turned it into a cherry canning facility and was very successful.
Yeah, that was back in 1919, somewhere in there, if I'm not mistaken. He actually was brought home from World War One.
Yes.
To run the place.
Right, because his father had passed away, and so they brought him home from the war to run the facility.
Yeah, and of course, this really helped the industry, because then you could, obviously, you can those cherries, because it was impossible. I mean, back in those days, transportation and all that, and getting the cherries when they're ripe to the people.
Yeah, it's a very short life. And so, unfortunately, a lot of the crops just spoiled because they couldn't get to people in time until they developed these other techniques of preserving them. Yeah. But Mr. Reynolds was quite the entrepreneur and marketer. So he saw kind of the opportunity here with cherries, and he created a cherry blossom festival, a cherry festival in the 50s that drew huge crowds to the area. And as you can imagine, all kinds of things related to cherries, cherry pie contests, and parades and cherries everywhere. So that really allowed Door County, or created the notion that Door County was the cherry capital of the world.
I thought that was pretty cool. And I think there still is one, isn't there one cherry festival maybe in Sister Bay?
There is. Yep. It's actually in Jacksonport in August.
Jacksonport. Yep. in August. But spring of the year would be when are the cherry trees in full bloom?
So it varies greatly, of course, depending upon the weather. But typically it's, mid to late May is when the cherries blossom. And I got to tell you, if you've never seen a full orchard in bloom, it is something to behold. Absolutely spectacular.
It is absolutely amazing. And I bet it smells great, too.
It does smell great. I'm so fortunate that my commute to my house, I live just outside of Egg Harbor. So commuting from Sturgeon Bay to Egg Harbor, I actually drive on Reynolds Road. and pass through lots of orchards. And so there are a few days in the spring that it's just divine.
The Depression had a big impact, did it not? It had an impact on many industries, and I'm guessing the cherry industry was affected in some ways.
Yes, for sure it was. And what it was a lack in labor. You know, harvesting the cherries was very labor intensive and required up to 10,000 workers just to harvest all of the cherries. And so there was a labor shortage. And then, of course, during World War II, that there was an even a larger labor shortage. And so many of these orchards came up with the idea of hosting camps where they would invite, you know, teenagers to come up for the summer. They would give them a place to live and they would feed them in exchange for, you know, picking 7 buckets of cherries a day. Anything that they picked over that was their money to keep. But it was a way to kind of get groups to come in. I know Horseshoe Bay Farms did that for several years. And rumor has it that the way they enticed the teenagers to come up here was they had Green Bay Packer players as the camp counselors. Could you imagine?
You know, there's some strange stories or kind of fun stories relating to the soil and... And I saw one short video, it was about 3 minutes or so long, about the dynamite orchards. And the story, you may not know this story, but there was a guy at this orchard who wanted to become the general manager. And the guy who was current general manager but was going to be leaving said, "I'll tell you what, if you, we've got 100 acres here up on this hillside. If you can plant that 100 acres full of cherry trees, in 2 years, I'll make you the general manager." And he knew a guy who knew a lot about dynamite. And they made some dynamite caps, sort of about 1 or 2 inches long. And they would dig down to the rocks, which was only about a foot, and then he'd take a pickaxe and make a hole, and then he'd stick one of these caps in there on a very short fuse. They'd light the fuse and then run like heck, explode, and they'd have about a 2-foot-wide hole, diameter hole, and that's where they plunked down their trees. And he actually, in under 2 years, was able to plant 100 acres of cherry trees.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of dynamite. I'm not familiar with that exact story, but I'm not surprised. And it is known that they use dynamite quite a bit to break up the rock in order to plant the orchards. If you've never been up in Door County before and put a shovel in the ground, you hit rock immediately. It's just that's what we are because we're on the escarpment. So it's not surprising that they had to use dynamite.
Yeah, I guess the guy's name was Al Erickson, and he then went on. He was made the manager of the farm, and he went on to be the manager of the farm for 43 years.
Well, that's a long time. Good for him. It's a great test. You know, if you want this job, you have to prove yourself. I kind of like the idea.
Well, you know, sort of mechanization had resulted in some big changes. Talk about that.
Definitely. So in the 60s, there was the invention of the mechanical shaker. And originally, it would just shake one limb at a time. And then it eventually was developed that it would shake the whole tree. And so this, of course, eliminated the job, the need for the 10,000 workers to handpick cherries. And they could harvest 16 trees in a minute and have the tree completely stripped of cherries. So this transformed the industry, you know, literally overnight. And the modern mechanical cherry pickers, they can harvest over 10 trees a minute today, which is crazy. But again, the harvest season is so short. They have, I think I read somewhere, 2 to 3 weeks to harvest and process all of the cherries. So, you know, orchards like Sequist up north, these huge organizations, they go constantly running 24 hours a day. during this period because they have such a volume to process and to deal with. It's quite incredible.
So how are the cherries processed? I mean, cherry pie I love, and I even like, there's a cherry ice cream in my neighborhood where they make them, and they use Door County cherries. They advertise Door County cherries. But talk about the products and where they're most used.
You come up with a food and we can figure out a way to put cherries into it. And we have cherry salsa. We have cherry jams, of course, and jellies. Dried cherries are very popular. I prefer the chocolate covered dried cherries myself. And cherry juices. You know, recently some scientific information came out talking about how healthy it is to drink cherry juice and the benefits that you receive from cherry juice. So, of course, we have cherry wine here. There's cherry beers that are brewed up here as well. Barbecue sauce. I've seen cherry honey. basically any product you can figure out how to put cherries in because they're so delicious and they're tangy and, not super sweet. They have a little, they're a little sour, a little tart. And so they complement other flavors really well.
You failed to mention the cherry bomb.
Well, I was waiting for you to get to the cherry bounce.
Cherry bombs and cherry bounce.
Cherry bounce.
I brought back, I forget how many pails of cherries I brought back for some friends who wanted to make cherry bounce. And so then they presented me with a quart of cherry bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could explain what's a cherry bounce.
So cherry bounce is essentially you take cherries and infuse them in brandy or whiskey. And then people have all different recipes for it up here and they put in different ingredients, whether that's, cinnamon and honey and cloves and vanilla, anything that you want to add to your cherry bounce. And there's actually competitions to develop the best cherry bounce. But it becomes a very highly alcoholic beverage that you just want to sip slowly.
Yeah, I can speak from experience on that one. You don't put a half a dozen of those in a drink and gobble them down.
Yeah. It's actually quite delicious over ice cream as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Mine was made with brandy, and I'm not sure what else they used, but they were delicious.
Yes,
but
makes it a little dangerous.
You did not want to just gobble down two or three or four of those.
No.
And then the cherry bomb is just a cherry. That's a drink. Essentially, it's some brandy and you put cherries in. And
sure. It seems like every restaurant or bar in Door County has some version of a cherry drink, whether it's a cherry mule or, cherry lemonade. They put cherries in everything.
Cassandra emailed us with a comment. She said, tart cherry capsules relieve some of my stiffness.
Uh-huh. I have heard that it helps with arthritis. I haven't seen cherry capsules. I'm not sure what that is. Sounds like maybe just a more concentrated way to take it without having to drink a lot of juice.
Yeah, that's probably it. Karen from Heartland emailed us. Back in the 50s, when she was a child, her parents brought frozen cherries from Door County, which were sold in the local small-town grocery store, and her mom would can them in quart jars with sugar and make cherry sauce, which the family enjoyed all year long. Mom also made cherry preserves, which were delicious on homemade bread and real butter.
Sounds great.
And if I hadn't just been eating minutes ago out of five different types of ice cream, I'd probably be a little hungry for that right now. Oh, my gosh. Well, the other ones, there's cookies.
Sure.
With cherries in them. And I'm trying to, is that like an oatmeal cookie?
It's possible. I'm sure there are several recipes with cherries in cookies. And actually, the Door County Destination Door County website has a whole section dedicated to cherries, and I know they have a bunch of recipes on there as well. So that would be something people could check out if they're looking for, you know, a recipe with cherries that isn't standard and a little different.
In your mind, what's the best way to enjoy a Door County cherry?
Right out of the pail.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're outside, then you've got to have you probably shouldn't be spitting the seed out, but I think you're right.
Well, it depends on where you are. There actually is a restaurant up here that does cherry spitting contests. Spitting contests as well. So
if somebody's thinking about visiting Door County this summer, how do they get a little history into their vacation?
That's a great question. We are really excited. We have just launched a Heritage Trail program, which is an online program that you can get a shortcut on your phone for. And it's a map of all the heritage and historic related sites throughout Door County. There's easily 30 of them and more being added every day. What's great about this program is that it tells you a little bit about each site and tells you how to get there. And then once you're there, it automatically assigns you some points and you can collect points for prizes. So it's kind of a fun way to get the family involved and to visit different historic sites, Eagle Bluff Lighthouse or the Noble House in Fish Creek. There's so many areas in Door County that can teach you about our history, which is fascinating and I think very unique to Door County. And this Heritage Trail is just a great way to do that. So you could go to destinationdoorcounty.com and there's information about the Heritage Trail there and put it on your phone. So when you come and visit, you're all set.
I've spent so much time in Door County, I've probably done most of that trail, but I've got to go online. What is it again? How do you get to that?
Destination Door County is, you know, our main visitor center, and they're really the best resource to go to if somebody wants to visit here, because they have everything curated on their website very nicely. So if you go to that website and do a search for a Heritage Trail, you can find the information there.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take a look and see which ones I've missed. I've spent a lot of time in Door County.
That's great. It's a great place to be.
I think I played every golf course in Door County, too. Speaking of which, the orchard is one where there's apples and cherry trees along the course, which are there, I found, for the picking as you play along. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, yeah. Nobody was looking, so.
there also is a golf course called Cherry Hills that you kind of go in between orchards as well, but I don't think they would like you picking their cherries.
Oh, no, this is right on the course, and they were falling off, and I just grabbed one and ate it. And Madeline in Oneida, we'll just, on the way out here, we'll get a comment from Madeline. Hi, Madeline.
Hello. I wanted to say that a lot of Indian tribes, especially the Oneidas, supplemented their income by going up and picking cherries in Door County.
Yeah, and you probably know a little about that history. Thank you, Madeline. Comment, Amy?
Absolutely. They, you know, during that kind of labor shortage, they would bring up workers from Texas, from the Bahamas, from Mexico to come and help with the crops. And I know that there were some indigenous peoples that were involved in that as well. And then interesting, in 1945, there were 2,000 German prisoners of war that came to Door County to work in the orchards for that season.
Yeah, that was another interesting fact that I forgot about it. I'm glad you brought it. There's a lot of history we didn't get to today, Amy. I'm pretty sure of that.
You know, it's hard to pack it all into 30 minutes.
Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Really, really appreciate it. Amy Frank.
Happy to do so. Let us know when you're here next.
August 10th.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks, Amy. And again, go to destinationdoorcounty.com And you're going to find that information on that heritage site and a whole lot more. Want you to think a little bit about programs for the upcoming, Larry Mueller show. Once in a while, we like to take a little break and talk about ideas from our listeners. So if you've got some ideas for programs for this show, I hope you'll join with us next. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.
Oh, the sweet cherry song, come sing along, red juicy cherries all day long.